You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis spoke on Thursday of the suffering of innocent victims caught up in the Syrian and Iraqi conflicts, saying that nothing can justify such terrible violence. His words came as he met with the head of the Assyrian Church of the East, Mar Gyawagis III, who was making his first visit to the Vatican since being elected as Catholicos Patriarch in September last year. In his words to the new leader of this church, which traces its roots back to the apostles Thomas and Bartholomew, the Pope appealed for an end to the bloody conflicts which cause such great suffering to Christians and members of other religious or ethnic minorities in the Middle East.
In mezzo a tanto dolore di cui imploro la fine.
Every day, the Pope said, Christians in these places walk the way of the cross. They remind us that Jesus is always at the heart of our faith, even in our adversity, calling us to live out his message of love, reconciliation and forgiveness.
Come il sangue di Cristo sparso per
Just as the blood of Christ spilled out of love brought reconciliation and unity, the Pope said, so the blood of the martyrs is the seed for unity of all Christians.
Ringrazio Dio
Pope Francis also spoke of the important progress in relations between Catholics and the Assyrian Church of the East, recalling especially the common Christological declaration signed by Pope John Paul II and by the previous Catholicos Mar Dinka IV. He encouraged the work of the Joint Commission for Theological Dialogue between the two churches, saying that partnering together through works of charity can also help to heal the wounds of the past. Unlike most churches that trace their origins to the first centuries of Christianity, the Assyrian Church of the East is not in communion with any other Christians of either the Eastern or Western traditions.
Grandi evangelizzatori di
Pope Francis concluded his remarks saying that the great evangelizers, saints and martyrs throughout history accompany us and urge us to open up new paths of communion and shared witness to the world. I'm Philippa Hitchin.